The Hostage by W.E.B. Griffin. 26 July, 1777. The necessity of procuring good intelligence is apparent and need not be further urged. George Washington, General and Commander-in-Chief, the Continental Army. The Hostage, Book 1. Chapter 1. Flughafen Schwechat, Vienna, Austria. 16:30 hours, 12 July, 2005. As an American, Jean-Paul Lorimer was always annoyed or embarrassed, or both, every time he arrived at Vienna's international airport. The first thing one saw when entering the terminal was a Starbucks kiosk. The arrogance of Americans to sell coffee in Vienna with such a lurid red neon sign. Dr. Jean-Paul Lorimer, Ph.D., a very black man of 46 who was somewhat squat, completely bald, spoke in a nasal tone and wore the latest in European fashion, including tiny black-framed glasses and Italian loafers in which he more waddled than walked, had written his doctoral thesis on Central European history. He knew there had been coffee in Europe as early as 1600. Dr. Lorimer also knew that after the siege of Vienna in 1675, the fleeing Turkish army left behind bags of black fodder. Franz George Kolschitzky, a Viennese who had lived in Turkey, recognized it as coffee. Kolschitzky promptly opened the first coffee house. It offered free newspapers for his customers to read while they were drinking his coffee, which he refined by straining out the grounds and adding milk and sugar. It was an immediate success, and coffee almost immediately became a part of cultured society in the Austro-Hungarian Empire.